And here he is with us, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, a little different tone to this game compared to the opening week. It's still a loss, but much more encouraging signs offensively.
What a difference a week makes, huh?
Yeah.
It was nice. You know what? Look, first, as we were talking off here, you can't take happiness in a loss. This is the NFL. Wins are wins. Losses are losses. That being said, watching yesterday, though, offensively at least, it was enjoyable and hopefully good for the future. Trent Richardson, in his making people miss, running for over 100 yards, rushing for a touchdown, his catch on a check down to score a 20-something yard touchdown catch where he made like five people miss. It's awesome to see something like that. Brandon Whedon to throw for over 300 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions, to keep coming back, to put us in the game. It was, again, I don't want to be happy with a loss, but it was enjoyable to watch from an offensive standpoint, from a scoring standpoint, from a team standpoint, to keep coming back like we did.
Bernie, let's start with Brandon Whedon and the importance of a quarterback having a short memory, if not just plain old amnesia, as they like to call it, selective amnesia, to come back from a game like last week where it was his opening game was so poor and he received such criticism, not only on a local basis but nationally. Just how does when you see a quarterback do that and you think of it from the quarterback perspective, how do you pull that off? How do you forget that and then come back with the kind of game that he had, 322 passing yards, a great performance for a Browns rookie, a historical one, actually?
Well, Vic, I'm going to go through 1 week with you on our show where I don't say the quarterback is a victim or beneficiary of the guys around us. But it won't be this week. Okay, this last week, I thought, Greg Little had the drop / the deflected ball in at the 4-yard line that got intercepted. Yesterday, he didn't have that. He made the catches.
Right.
The offensive line struggled in the first week. They didn't struggle as much yesterday. We had no running game the first week. We had a running game yesterday. We had the people around Brandon also had a good game yesterday. A better game. And that allowed him to, I think, have some of those stats. That's why the quarterback is never as good as he appears, nor is he as bad as he appears. And he wasn't as bad as he appeared in the Philadelphia game. And he had a nice game yesterday, made the right throws. It was nice, fun to see. Yeah, we lost the game, but to score 27 points, to outgain them, time of possession them. It was fun yesterday to make those plays, and when you needed to make plays, we made plays yesterday.
And when you see the plays that were made, the dynamic explosiveness, as we talk about with Trent Richardson, I think that too has to be a confidence boost for a quarterback to do the check. Well, first of all, the handoff that leads to, ends up with a 32-yard touchdown run. That's one thing that has to do something for a quarterback. And then the other is the check down for that 23-yard pass where, again, more moves, more elusiveness, more explosiveness on the part of Richardson. That means so much to a QB. It has to.
It's a quarterback's best friend. I mean, to see a check down, the 23-yard touchdown pass, where basically he's the third or fourth option on the play, and he makes the catch. I think he made four people miss to score, especially inside the 7-8 yard line. I mean, to make those amount of people miss within the 10-yard line was awesome to watch. I mean, Trent Richardson was a difference maker in the game yesterday. No doubt about it.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, as we look at the defense. Now, you mentioned it, very hard to succeed when you're missing such key a key component such as Joe Haden. You're missing the experience of a Sheldon Brown, and you're basically turning your secondary over to a lot of young people who, frankly, aren't ready, I don't think, for the challenge of handling all the weapons that the Bengals can throw at you in their passing game. So that was a struggle, but overall, it's still impressive to see the turnovers that you had with certainly DeQuell Jackson getting an interception, and then the sack fest. I mean, DeQuell getting three of those sacks, and other players jumping in the sack chase. I mean, it just seems to me like defensively, no, it wasn't the masterpiece of week one, but there is something there to build on.
Yeah, definitely. And me and you have talked off the air, and we've talked on the show about the Cincinnati Bengals and the intelligence and the gifts that Mike Brown, their owner, has. He has an ability to find those next tier of receivers, the athleticism, the top tier guys that can make plays. And they were making plays against us yesterday. And when we have our top two cornerbacks out, you know, going back to his father and the way they do their offense and the way they do their system, they took advantage yesterday of our secondary. And obviously it wasn't good yesterday. The front seven did a nice job. We had the sacks. I think we had six sacks, as you mentioned. DeQuell had three of them. It's nice to see that type of stuff. It's why the league is so competitive right now. To be competitive and to stay up with the athleticism of the guys that they have in the league, it's tough to do right now. And yesterday, the Bengals did a nice job of exposing two guys, Joe Haden being suspended, Sheldon Brown being hurt, where we had to do secondary guys, and they took advantage of that.
That they did. Bernie, when we also look at the other parts of this team that, again, you need to get right. Special teams, obviously a breakdown, punt return for a touchdown, can't have that with all the missed tackles. I'm back to thinking that, too, is a function of youth, but I hesitate to get too focused on that part of it, because if you keep saying, well, they're young, well, they're young, well, they're young, I mean, you can say that about almost anything, and then it starts to be convenient, and I don't think that's something that necessarily works in the NFL.
Yes, and to expand upon that, when you have your starting cornerbacks, both of them being out, you end up playing up. So the guys who typically are punt coverage, kickoff return, punt return, those guys who typically just do that, when your starters are out, like your two starting cornerbacks, they end up playing more on first-team defense. That takes away from their ability to concentrate, focus, and make plays on special teams. And I'm not trying to make excuses. I think part of that happened yesterday with us at the Browns.
So, Bernie, where do you go from here with a game like that? It's still a loss. This team is still 0-2. But how do you see Pat Shurmur sort of handling this, and where do you play it out from here in terms of any kind of momentum it gives you, if even that's the right word, for the Buffalo game and beyond?
Well, here's the thing. If you're Coach Shurmur / a Browns fan, yesterday's game really showed that Coach Shurmur has control of the team. He has control of the locker room. We may not all like it. It's definitely not perfect, but he has control of it. They are enthusiastic. They play hard. They try to do the best they can. We're coming to our third game of the year, our second home game against the Buffalo Bills, who are 0-2. They just came off a win. The thing that I think is imperative is that the team really rallies around this game this week, realizing that the opportunity to go 1-2, to win a game at home, and not go 0-3 is the only thing that matters in their lives. And I think yesterday's performance intensity will show that the team will kind of focus around just that singular goal.
Great stuff, Bernie, as always, and we will catch up with you later on, my brother.
Sounds good.
He is the one and only Bernie Kosar joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.